Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
Okay, so knowing that we really want to do more than just apply a Band-Aid. And that's true for all age-related diseases, right? I think conventional medicine has a really bad habit of creating very expensive marketing, I should say, very expensive Band-Aids. But they don't really get to the underlying disease mechanism. So Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, he's my guest, he developed the MIND protocol for Alzheimer's and dementia that really targets the causes. It's more than a Band-Aid. It's really going deeper than that to the underlying mechanisms. Dr. Teitelbaum, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Mike, it's good to be with you. And you're absolutely right. I mean, I couldn't restrain my enthusiasm there because you're right on the mark again. What the drug companies are pushing, only 2% of new drugs are actually an improvement over old ones. The
wow.
main reason they're
wow.
created is that they're expensive and profitable and patentable. But this is what the research shows. And same thing in Alzheimer's. You know, medication, that's where the money is. But if you look at where the real mana is for getting well, think about this. If you have a loved one with Alzheimer's, you'll notice that there are days that they may be pretty sharp and other days where they don't even recognize their kids. And it goes in and out. And that's not because the Alzheimer's comes and goes. It's because a 5% increase or decrease in function is the difference between taking care of yourself and being totally out of it. So what we forget in medicine is that a little tune-up can have dramatic benefits.
Yeah. I like that. That's pretty impressive what you just said, though, right? You just said that, you know, only a 5, 6, 7% change in cognition, for instance, really could be the difference between not recognizing a loved one and recognizing them and going to have lunch with them. I mean, it could be that significant, right?
Absolutely. And we see that. You'll see that commonly. In fact, it's not uncommon to see people's Alzheimer's disease, I'll put that in quotes, go away. Interesting study showed that half of people diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, when they had autopsy, turned out not to have Alzheimer's. They had
wow.
other things, usually preventable, treatable.
That's amazing.
Even that label. Oh, yeah. So
yeah.
That label is not a death sentence, folks. This is something very, very modifiable. And that's what we're going to teach you right now, is how to get your mind back using the MIND protocol.
So the MIND protocol is, so we have M-I-N-D, right? So we have M stands for metabolism, I is inflammation, infection, N is nutritional deficiencies, and the D would be drugs or over-medication with drugs. That's correct. So let's start with the metabolism. What do you do when it comes to metabolism for Alzheimer's patients?
You've got to optimize thyroid, adrenal, and testosterone function. The studies show that these have upwards of an 800% effect on increasing the risk of Alzheimer's. And when one has dementia, these continue to play a role. So if you can optimize the testosterone level, especially in men and sometimes in women too, optimize thyroid, even if the blood tests are normal, we optimize it based on symptoms and a mix of signs. And then even adrenal, when you're having symptoms of low adrenal, you keep dropping your blood sugar, that's going to throw the brain into shock repeatedly through the day. So there's simple things you can do, and optimizing that one step can make a massive impact in how the mind functions.
So Dr. Teitelbaum, let me ask you this. So if I'm focusing on thyroid, testosterone, and adrenal health, are we talking about prevention, or are we talking more about improvement of cognition if you already have a type of dementia, or is it both?
It's both. But in this case, we're talking about people who already have dementia and improving cognition. And think about it. We know these factors dramatically increase the risk of dementia. But when one gets dementia, are those factors no longer continuing to impact the dementia? It's just the common sense kind of thing.
Okay.
You've got to tune these factors up.
Thyroid. Thyroid, testosterone, adrenal health. Let's move into inflammation and infection. And I want you to start with the infection part of this, because there's some really interesting research showing a connection between spirochetes, in the brain, a brain infection with spirochetes and Alzheimer's dementia. So let's talk first there. What are you doing there to lower that infection risk?
Well, first, you want to start with the obvious. You'll often see rip-roaring bladder infections in the elderly, unlike people who are in their 20s or 30s where they get horrible symptoms of urgency and burning and all that with a bladder infection. In folks over 60 and 70, the only symptom may be mental fogginess. It's often these infections are ignored, and it's at the person's peril. So we treat bladder infections, we treat sinus infections, and I look for candida and treat that. When you find somebody who's constantly clearing their throat, that's post-nasal drip. If you have, the expression, the old fart comes from somewhere, but if they have massive amounts of gas, that reflects candida in the gut.
Okay.
And candida makes everybody's brain fuzzy, even people with Alzheimer's. But then, like I say, then there's these other things that may be closer to the root cause. These other more subtle
effects. Interesting. So it's interesting you focus on sinus infection, because in this one study I was talking about, they did oral cultures and sinus cultures, and showed that that Alzheimer's patients, by like 95% of them, had spirochetes, whereas the controls, it was like less than 5%. So it was an interesting correlation between oral sinus spirochetes and Alzheimer's. What about inflammation? Now, this is big, right? So what do you do there to ease inflammation in the brain, and how can you do that?
A couple biggies. I mean, there's many, many ways to do it. My favorite is the curcumin. If you look in India, they have one-third the rate of Alzheimer's as we have in the United States in areas that eat a lot of Indian food. That's because of the turmeric or curcumin. In the animal studies, the curcumin melts away the amyloid plaques dramatically. And there's now a large double-blind study that's finished recruiting looking at a product called Curamed, which is a highly absorbed curcumin, and it has to be a highly absorbed form, in the treatment of Alzheimer's disease. So I'm going to give two of the Curamed a day, which is a high-potency curcumin, and even as many as four. And that will have a dramatic effect on decreasing inflammation. Also fish oils, omega-3s.
Fish oil, good, yeah. Right. Now, let's move on, though, because I don't want to run out of time here. So that's inflammation and infection. Let's move to the nutritional deficiencies. What are some key ones that you always look for and correct immediately if you're dealing with Alzheimer's?
I'm going to give them a vitamin powder that has pretty much everything from A to Z in terms of the vitamins, minerals. It's called the Energy Revitalization System, one simple drink. As you noted before, I'm going to give the CoQ10, acetyl-carnitine. I'm going to give ribose. And these are the key energy nutrients that are that make a big difference. And the powder will have high levels of the B-complex vitamins as well. So
the
simple
okay.
things yeah. can help.
Right, right. And as we said before, very cost-effective things as well. We're not talking about a lot of money here for these types of formulations. The last part of your mind, MIND, was the drugs or over-medication with drugs. I want to just leave that one as is, because I want to, in this last about minute or so that we have, Dr. Teitelbaum, I want you to talk about, there's a clinical trial going on right now using the MIND protocol, correct?
We're getting ready to begin enrollment in the coming week or two. We're going to be using it and offering it for people, and people can be in the study. It can even be done by phone, because we'll be working with the person's neurologist as well. So if you have somebody, a loved one with mild cognitive dysfunction or Alzheimer's or any dementia, you can give our office a call, 410-573-5389. We'll be taking people, putting them through the MIND protocol, giving them a really comprehensive tune-up. And our suspicion from what we see clinically is we are going to be seeing some dramatic clinical improvements.
Okay. Wow, Dr. Teitelbaum, that sounds awesome. That's 410-573-5389 to get into the MIND protocol clinical trial. Dr. Teitelbaum, thank you so much for coming on. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.